I'm glad you have decided to focus your mind powerfully on making your goals happen. Side one of this recording will be an experience without hypnosis. In part one, on this side, you will need a large mirror and perhaps a small mirror as well. Now, you'll be asked to remove your clothing and to stand in front of the mirror for this very important experience in helping you to feel more comfortable with yourself. As you relax there now, you can realize that negative ways of thinking about your body and few sexual problems are caused by physical or medical problems. They are usually problems of the mind. In the past, you may have thought that your breasts were too small, too large, or too flabby, that your neck is too long or too short, that your legs or your hips are too fat, that your ears were too big, your nose too big, or some other part of you was unattractive. Realize now that what is unattractive or beautiful is all in the mind. Now stand, please, without your clothing, in front of a mirror, and look at your reflection. You will be asked to touch different parts of your body and think about them in a more positive way. This recording will also help you to develop more full and enjoyable sexual responses with your partner. When you are alone with your lover, you will stop asking yourself questions such as, "Am I doing all right now? What am I doing wrong now? My breasts are too small," or some other such negative suggestions. It may seem strange at first looking over every inch of your body, now that it is unclothed. It may at first seem a bit uneasy, but this will soon pass. First, touch your head with your fingers. It will feel hard. Realize that a hard head is good. You wouldn't want a soft one. If your skull has some bumps, realize that's okay too. No need to worry about that. Overall, you feel pretty good about your head. Next, touch your ears. Are they okay? Do you like touching them? Do you like them to be touched? Perhaps you like air blowing into them. Are your ears warm? Do they feel good? Now touch your face. How does the skin feel? Smooth and soft, isn't it? It even feels nice when you gently pinch it. Go ahead, make a small fold between your fingers. Your face really is all right, isn't it? Good. Touch your back lightly on the sides of the spine and other places. It's nice, isn't it? Smooth, isn't it? It may even tickle a little as you touch it. It's strong, isn't it? So your back is smooth, strong, maybe even good-looking. Touch your back lightly again. Perhaps it seems pleasurable, maybe even sensuous or erotic. If it feels that way, you're fortunate, as only about 15 or 20% of the population have that feeling. Maybe, perhaps, there's a bit of fat around there, possibly around your waist. Touch it. But touching there feels quite pleasant, doesn't it? Perhaps you have some extra fat there. Perhaps that is an area you should work on. You can eat less and exercise more, so you can probably get rid of any fat. Feel your ribs now, and your stomach area. Now feel your navel. Feels okay, doesn't it? How about your armpits? Do you shave them? How do they feel? Does it feel better to you when you shave them? Now touch your nipples. You like them, don't you? Do they become erect when you touch them? They're a good size, aren't they? Did you know that nipples usually aren't erect unless they are stimulated? It is rare when a person's nipples are always erect. How about your breasts? They are soft, aren't they? And a good size for your needs. Remember, in the past, that if you worried about your body, you probably had trouble reaching an orgasm. Probably you didn't have one. This was especially true if you worried about what your lover might be thinking or might not be thinking about your breasts or some other part of your body. How about your arms? Do you like your arms? They look good, perhaps even better, when they are tanned, don't they? Perhaps your arms have a little extra fat in places, but they're soft. Perhaps your mother had arms that looked like yours. How about your hands? Do you like them? Think about how many things your hands have done for you. They've been pretty good to you. How about your hips? Are they small? Too large? Or are they just right? If you felt they were too small or too large, perhaps it's because your bones are quite large or quite small. So bone size would be the question, not the amount of fat. So aren't you pleased now with your hips? And you can feel your pubic hair between your legs. It feels wiry. Most pubic hair feels like that. It's okay, isn't it? And your thighs, they're okay too. And your legs, are they too long or too short? Not really. I think they suit you well. And if everyone had the same length of legs, it might get quite boring looking at people. And your legs are sensitive to touch. Touch them. How does it feel? Do you like it? Smooth? Sensual? Feels good, doesn't it? Especially on the inside of them. And how about your knees? Does anybody have attractive knees? And your feet, they've served you well, haven't they? They've taken you thousands of miles. So, in general, your body looks pretty good there and all over. And it feels good, too. Congratulations on loving your body more.
Please stop the tape now and turn the tape over for the new program on Side B.